The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday 4 o'clock happier happy hour, and it's brought to us by a brand new sponsor, the Dark Horse Art Bar. The happy hour, Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m., 2-for-1 rails, taps $2 off, and $1 slices of sales tomato pies. The new happier happy hour sponsor, the brand new Dark Horse Art Bar. Find it right on East Washington. I got a fine guest. He stuck around. I appreciate him doing so. He is Bill McCashin, a Republican strategist slash lobbyist slash friend of ours, hockey fan, all around pretty good guy. Bill, obviously having a little fun with the gubernatorial race. And I think it's going to shape up and it's going to be a quick and a fast and an exciting year, perhaps. But the issue, we talk about Tony Evers. Democracy is at risk. And there have obviously been a number of laws, or at least bills, passed through the Republican-controlled legislature here. And their efforts to change the voting laws. And we saw a number of efforts under Scott Walker's tenure. And he signed most of those bills into law, everything from voter ID to shortening the absentee voting hours. There were a lot of changes to the voting laws. And once upon a time, Dale Schultz came on this show, former twice elected majority leader in the Wisconsin State Senate, Republican. And he said, you know, I'm done defending my party. I'm done trying to explain why we continue to make it harder for people to vote in this state. We're out of good ideas. We continue to attack the machinations of the vote. Well, Bill, I find it quite troublesome that the party that you have some affinity for continues to try and make it harder to vote. And I know that they will use the excuse, well, our voters don't have confidence because the last election was rigged. But Bill, between you and I and the voters of the state of Wisconsin, that's hooey. It's been determined. It's been decided. Bill, how do we move beyond the election of 2020 as Democrats, as Wisconsinites, as Republicans? How do we move on and move to future problems and solve them maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to answer that question, but I want to tell you, when it comes to Republican primary voters or Republican voters in general, election integrity is their number one issue. They want confidence in the vote. No question about that. Whether how that got started, you know, we can argue about that, but that is their number one issue on every poll that I've seen. And I think, Mike, the answer is pretty simple. The Legislative Audit Bureau did a deep, deep dive into the 2020 elections, and they came up with the recommendations, 38 different recommendations. Some are minor, some are a little bit more major in scope. But since they're a credible third party, why not Republicans and Democrats coming together in the legislature just pass what they recommended? Have the governor sign those things. And I think wipe your hands and say, "There, you know, we did it." I mean, the Legislative Audit Bureau said that the Wisconsin Elections Commission went too far. They gave guidance that wasn't lawful to clerks and a few other things. Let's put the train back on the tracks, make sure we're all following the law. I don't think we're making it harder to vote. I think Wisconsin's one of the easiest states in the country to vote in. It's a same-day registration. But let's clean up the messes from 2020. And by messes, I mean this. There was a global pandemic. We stretched the rules in just about every county to make sure as many people could vote as possible. And guess what? That's what did. We had the largest turnout in 70 years, you know, in the state of Wisconsin, and one of the largest turnouts in history nationally. So it's not people not having an opportunity to vote. We just want to make sure that when they do vote, the votes are counted the same, whether they're from Superior, my hometown, or Kenosha, or Green Bay, or Platteville, that the votes are counted the same, the processes are the same. And that's really what the LAB looked at and recommended. They didn't see widespread fraud. And frankly, neither did the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty when they looked at it. There was no widespread fraud. I'm not saying there was none. There are people on my side who think there was an enormous amount. Well, we've had people look at this, and so far, there hasn't been proof of enormous amounts of fraud. But let's just clean things up. Let's boil it down to the recommendations from the LAB. We should be able to agree on that on both the Republican and Democratic side. The governor can sign it and take credit for it. That'd be my suggestion.
Now, Bill, if there is no proof of fraud, why is there such suspicion on the right that the elections aren't being run right? We've got decentralized elections in the state of Wisconsin. You know this well, like 1,850 voting districts. The sort of conspiracy that would have to take place to move any election, state, local, whatever, in a significant fashion is implausible just because of the number of people involved. No one could keep the secret, Bill, not for very long. So it doesn't seem to me, and I believe it was a Republican senator that said, you know, come on, I ran these elections, Kathy Bernier. I ran these elections, or I ran similar elections. There's no proof of cheating. So why do we keep having to change the rules?
Well, we're not changing the rules. We're enforcing the rules. That's what LAB came up with. On the drop boxes, the election drop boxes, there was a judge in Waukesha County last week who said those are illegal. Those are not allowed under state law.
But that's a district court in Waukesha, Bill, that'll be overturned on appeal in all probability.
I'm not so sure. I think it's actually a pretty good case, and it's certainly not going to be overturned before the spring primary or the spring general. Whether it's there's a new court decision at a higher level before November's election, I guess that remains to be seen. But I think that that will be the law for the spring elections for sure. But I think it's really a matter of, you know, the things that really honked off Republicans were things like ballot harvesting, where you had voting in the park. And Democrats said, well, that's all fine. But it wasn't fine. You're only allowed to produce your own ballot under state law. You're not allowed to bring in a dozen or two dozen or 10 dozen ballots of other people and drop them all into a box. That's not how the law works. So I think we want to get back to what our law was, make sure it's clear and predictable for everyone, regardless of where you live. And I don't think it has to be all that controversial, but both sides have made it hyper-controversial and hyper-partisan.
Well, I think that Gableman is perhaps advancing the controversy at this point. Gableman's subpoenas now are extending beyond the borders of the state of Wisconsin and probably beyond his you know, ability to get others to honor subpoenas. I feel this investigation is ludicrous at this point, Bill. It's off the rails and should be reined in, not because I'm a partisan, but because he is demonstrating himself to be a partisan. What's your opinion about Gableman and the fact that the Speaker of the Assembly has allowed this investigation to fester, in my words?
I think Mike Gableman should finish his work. I think he should stop participating in any partisan functions. I don't think he should be endorsing candidates. I sure as hell don't think he should be going into a sitting senator's district and calling for her resignation. That's all nonsense, in my opinion. If you are an investigator, the only way to ensure the credibility of your investigation is to stay behind the curtain, finish your work, and then produce your work product. I think Mike has made a lot of mistakes by making himself so partisan, and it's going to cause his report to be less credible than it may have been otherwise. So I think you should focus on the research and get it done.
Well, Bill McCoshin, I appreciate you coming ground, sir. I'm not clear that Gableman's report will have any credibility outside of right-wing talk radio, but I always appreciate you coming around on Lefty Talk. Bill McCoshin, you're a good guy, man. Stick around. Stu Man filling in for my pal Earl Ingram, who's hosting, moderating a mayoral debate in Milwaukee tonight. Have a good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
So are you going to interview me or are you going to argue with me?